Royal gun salutes for King Charles III. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. They rang out in Hyde Park, at the Tower of London, and at military sites around the UK, following the proclamation of King Charles as the next British monarch. Charles became king when his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, died on Thursday.
In taking up these responsibilities, I shall strive to follow the inspiring example I have been set.
King Charles already fulfilling some of his new royal duties.
The new king had his first meeting with Britain's new prime minister, Liz Truss. It was pointed out by one royal expert that their weekly meetings that they're going to have are traditionally very safe spaces for both parties, as each of their jobs is lonely on some level, in as much as it is said to be lonely at the top. Those audiences are said to be the perfect venue for confiding and unloading.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. 2 days before she died, Queen Elizabeth met with the new prime minister. A few hours from now, mourners will gather in Memphis to say goodbye to Eliza Fletcher. She was kidnapped and killed while jogging last week. A suspect is behind bars. For weeks, buses carrying migrants have been leaving Texas and arriving in Washington, D.C. and New York. Now a third sanctuary city, Chicago, has been added as a destination. And some of the migrants were immediately shipped to the suburbs by Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Burbridge Mayor Gary Grasso says he was caught off guard when more than 64 migrants were relocated to a hotel in his town. Grasso says he first heard about the group, which is expected to stay for 30 days, when residents started calling and emailing him about them.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
A medical milestone in the U.S., there have been 1 million organ transplants. The first transplant, a kidney, took place in 1954. Advocates are urging more Americans to register as donors. Cancellations and delays seem to go hand in hand with air travel these days. So far this year, 154,000 U.S. flights have been canceled, and that has a pair of prominent House Democrats calling for a federal investigation.
New York Representative Carolyn Maloney and House Majority Whip South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn asking the Treasury Department's Deputy Inspector General to investigate whether airlines used coronavirus relief funds for buyouts or early retirement offers to employees during the pandemic. The $54 billion in taxpayer aid was meant to keep workers on the payroll, prohibiting carriers from laying off staff. However, when air travel fell in 2020, airlines offered incentives for workers to quit or take long-term leave. With travel demand on the rebound, they're now facing staffing problems, including with pilots. Maloney and Clyburn calling for transparency, asking the watchdog for preliminary results by September 22nd. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
After years of slumping sales, one fast food franchise is pumping big bucks into the burger wars.
Burger King is planning to invest $400 million in its U.S. restaurants over the next 2 years in marketing, remodels, and upgraded technology. The move is part of a broad-scale effort to revitalize its U.S. business called Reclaim the Flame, which comes after several years of disappointing sales at Burger King's over 7,000 U.S. restaurants. The fast food chain has been working to develop its plan in recent months after its sales fell behind rivals McDonald's and Wendy's, with the latter surpassing Burger King as the country's second largest burger chain 2 years ago.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.